Suppose when you're 8 days old, Pa is up early, out in the corral, and spots an incredibly bright explosion dozens of miles away. He's amazed, never seen anything like it. In fact, the horse's hair turns white and it quickly dies. Pa's covered with some kind of dust. Inside, the family's huddled in a corner, trembling. Later, the radio reports that the government says ammunition blew up in some accident. It's 1945. The government has good reasons to lie. Later, you learn that that blast was the first atomic bomb exploding in your desert. That's after we dropped two more on Japanese cities. Your uncles get to come home from war. The half-life of plutonium is 24,000 years. Government officials know the radioactive fallout lands all around where you live. But where you live, you drink milk, beef, chicken, and eggs from animals that radiation fell on. For years, you eat lettuce, beans, and tomatoes Ma plants in the dirt radiation fell on, and you wash meals down with water from cisterns and acequias it fell on. Pa gets cancer in his eyes and his hands, and he dies. Ma's cancer attacks so much of her body the doctors can't say where it started. Your older sister has her womanly parts taken out when she's 28. You and half your siblings have thyroid cancer. Your high school friends' families are the same. In college, you learn that that's not usual. Later on, several of your kids have cancer, young. The USSR gets the bomb, too. The U.S. continues testing powerful poisonous bombs, though now with more knowledge. In 1990, the government starts compensating folks harmed by living near the Nevada test site. They don't compensate New Mexicans. Do they think they need a passport to visit New Mexico? Or that Indians and Mexicans don't matter? But you're patriotic. You tear up when they play the anthem. On the Day of the Dead, you honor your brother who didn't come back from Nam. Is our government so defensive about dropping the two on Japan that it can't face up to the harm it caused folks here? Some folks in Congress now hope to amend the Radiation Exposure and Compensation Act to help folks hurt by the first atomic bomb and our uranium miners who weren't told how dangerous their work was. New Mexican leaders are speaking up for this. Your congresswoman hasn't yet, but she likely will. These are her people. And maybe we'll finally do the right thing, particularly if enough folks everywhere speak up and tell their senators and representatives they support amending RICA. This isn't about the Japanese. It's about patriotic U.S. citizens unwittingly drafted into extensive suffering to help us win that war. They deserve medical help.